Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Chaf Gimel. We are in the sugya of Eisho Mishum Chitzah and Eisho Mishum Amono, and we are on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Yesterday we got into the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the mechayiv? What's the nature of Eisho Mishum Chitzah? We discussed the Nemuki Yosef and related Bekaros to the Nemuki Yosef. So today we continue, and we are up to four lines from the bottom on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rava. Yesterday we discussed why each shita doesn't hold of the other one, but we didn't really explain what's the basis for each shita itself. So now the Gemara says, let's discuss Rabbi Yochanan's shita. There's a pasuk and there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. They say the same thing, but that's one's a pasuk, one's a brisa. Kra dechsev kisei she'esh utetse me'atzma. When a fire goes out, teitse is mashba by itself, me'atzma. You didn't go and light it in somebody else's rishos. You lit it in your own rishos and it went out by itself. And what does the pasuk call the person who lit this? Yishalim hamavir es habeira. Shema mina eishem shem chitzav. He's called hamavir, the one who lights, and it is a av hanezek. That's what he's called. Shema mina eishem shem chitzav. Even though it went out by itself, right? That's what the Rashi says. You cannot say that this pasuk refers to a case where you lit it in your friend's field, because you know. It says teitzei. Teitzei means it went out. Went out from your field to your friend's field. So it must be that's the case. You lit it in your own field, Rishos HaMazik, and the Torah still calls it mavir. So that's how you know Eishim Shem Chitzav. The act is ascribed to you personally. Matznisa, and the Brisa says similarly, the Tanya, Pasach HaKasav B'nizke Mamono, the Siyem B'nizke Gufo, the Pasach starts off by Nizke Mamon, meaning Kiseitzei Eish. V'siyim in iskei gufo, and then ends up talking about Adam Hamazik, Hamavir, lo melecha eishim b'shem chitzav. Again, same thing that the Pasuk said, but just in brisa form. Amar Rava, kashi leli Abaye. Abaye had a problem. Lomanda amar eishim b'shem chitzav, tamin ba'ish depata rachmana, hechi mishkachas la. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Lomanda b'eishim b'shem chitzav, how do you ever have a patur of tamin ba'ish? Meaning, you know, there's a p'tur if you light something on fire, the av hanezek of eish, if something's hidden in the haystack, so then that's called tamen. We're going to have the details of this later on. What if you knew it was there, but you just didn't see it? What if it's normally put there? What if it's something that's not normally put there? Let's say people usually keep their shovels in a haystack. They keep their shovels in the haystack, but you don't keep jewelry in the haystack. So is there any difference between what's normally there or not? That's going to be Gemara's later on. But we know there's a patur of Tamun. So according to the Madamar Eishim Shem Chitzav, where do you ever have that? So first Rashi quotes two days how to understand this question. Why is it only a question according to the Madamar Eishim Shem Chitzav? So Rashi quotes two days. Number one, Hechim Mishkachas La, Ilo Adam Zorich Chetz V'Hizik V'Hizik V'Tamun, Lo Mischayev V'Nezek. What do you mean? If it's Adam HaMazik, so let's say Adam HaMazik shoots an arrow. So if Adam HaMazik shoots an arrow, so then wouldn't we, you know, you're chayav for everything, right? Adam HaMazik is chayav for everything. If you shoot an arrow, you're chayav on tamun too. So therefore, why should, right? Like the Mishnah says later on in this parak, Adam HaMazik is chayav in everything. So why should there be any chilukim for tamun? Number one. Number two, Lishna Achrina, that a chayitz is always damages in tamun. Because what does an arrow do? It goes inside. It goes inside and underneath. So every chayitz is tamun. So Rashi likes the first one. It says Lo Shamati on the second one, but so that's Rashi's shot. That's specifically because by Adam Hamazik, doesn't the Mishnah say later on there are no chilukim? Tosas goes a little deeper, connected to the first pshat. Look at the top Tosas. Bishlam alamanda amar eishem mishem amono. If you hold eishem mishem amono, ain't tamed the patur tamer. Then there's no, it's not a wonderment that tamer is patur, because why? All niske mamon have certain exemptions. All niske mamon. Bar is pater for this, and Shana Regel is pater for this, and everything is pater. So here too tamun too, so h too. The avagad the bechonis came mamonu kumo keren shever regel chayiv tamun. Even though tamun is chayiv in others, but shem mamon matzinu chilukim bekeren shein veregel ochosayin. Every category, as we had back on daf hamabes, right? That every category has certain pturim. Aval ba'adam hamazik, but by adam hamazik there's no chilukim, as Rashi said. So therefore there's no svara to pater tamun. Right, what's pater by the mamazik? The only possibility, as we're going to see, is a machlokas later on. Oni's gamur. It's machlokas. Oni's gamur. But that's pater by the mamazik. That's not a p'tur. That's just, it's not that shy for you to be chayiv there. So that's the question. According to the Madamar, Eishim B'Shem Chitzav, Rashi gives two pshat, the Tosas gives another. Why Why is Tamun Pater? The Ravid here also has an interesting interpretation of Tamun should be Pater by Eishu B'Shem Chitzav. Says the Ravid, Heichen Matzinu Pater B'Nizkei Adam. Where do you ever have a Pater B'Nizkei Adam? V'halo Af Hayashen Chayiv Tahavi Leke Tamun. Even a person who's sleeping, as the Mishnah says later on, is going to be Chayiv. And somebody who's sleeping is just like Tamun, because he doesn't see it. So a Yashin is just like Tamun. That's what the Ravid says. See, the notes at the bottom, and the Mefarshim, and the Shiva Kubetzas also interprets it like this. Mashmesh Sharatza Lomar, what's the reason that Tamun is Pater? What's the reason? It sounds like from the Ravid that Tamun is Pater because it is Ones. It is Ones. Right? Oh, it says in the notes at the bottom of the Ravid. Mashmesh Sharatza Lomar, that Tamun Havi Ones Dumyu the Yashin. Right? Why is Yashin? Yashin is like an Ones. But you're still Chayiv by Adam Hamazik. So too when it gets to so too by Tamun. So what exactly is the svara of Tamun? So the Ravid seems to say it's like Ones, and you're still going to be Chayiv. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, he quotes this possibility, and he says that's not true. That's not the basis of Tamun. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, he understands Rashi like this. The Rashi that we quoted, Pirush Rashi, Kaimelon Bezadakas Patsa L'Chayiv Al Shogi Kamezin the Ones Karatzon. That's the Rashi quotes that Mishnah later on. Mashmish Shabbosal Omer De Tamun Dami La Ones. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Umishum De Adam Chayiv Ones L'Hachi Kachish Kasha Hechavish Kachos Le. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, V'ze Eino De Pshita De Tamun Lav Mitam Ones Miftar El Mitam Zeres Hakasuv To Hashoro Shehizik Ba Ones Pater V'Chayiv B'Tamun. Ashor Shehizik. Right, is Chayiv and Tamun, but it's Pater and Ones. It's a strong Kasha. Strong Kasha. Every other one of the Avos Tzikin is Chayiv and Tamun, but they're Pater and Ones. So you can't say that it's a pure, that Tamun is a pure example of Ones. That's why Rabbi Peretz says, no, it's Xeris Akasuv that you're going to be Pater. And also the Shiva Kubetza says, you know, it's hard to be Mechayiv Tamun, because if it's Ones, so why should we assume Chayiv until proven Pater? Meaning with all the other Avos, you're Chayiv, except here you have a Makar that you're Pater. If it's Ones, you should be Pater until proven Chayiv. You should need a Makar that you're Chayiv in the other ones. So this is an interesting side machlokas underneath this pshat of the question of the Gemara. Is Tamun Patur because of Xeris HaKasuv, or is it just a specific example of Ones? If it is an example of Ones, then you have to explain why all the other Avos Hazikin are going to be Chayiv, even though they're Patur by the others.
Isn't Tamun not just a case where I light and something gets burned that has to be covered, but even if I cover something and I light...
Right, so that's a question we're going to have to deal with. What if I should have expected it, or if I knew about it, that it was Tamun?
Or at least it's harder to explain than its Ones when I cover it.
Right, when you cover a dafka to be putter for it, so that would be
even if I didn't, I was poshea. I thought it would work clearly. I was aware.
Right. So we're gonna have to talk
sure
about it.
Like, even if I was aware that something was underneath, if it's covered, I'm putter.
Right. I mean, we're gonna have to see. There might be differences, like we mentioned, between the shovel case and the jewelry case and the haystack, which the Gemara later on is bechalig with it. Okay, so the Gemara says, according to my Rabbi Eishim Shem Chitzav, why you putter for Tamun? V'nichale, and Abaya had the problem, and Abaya answered, k'gon shenafla t'leika la'oso chatzar. What happened? You lit a fire in your yard, and then there was a wall up at the time that was separating, that would have blocked the flames from going to your friend's yard. V'nafla gedesh shalom achmas leika. And then the wall that was blocking falls down after you lit it. And then it went and lit in your friend's field. Because that's called, literally, your arrows have ended. From Vayechulu. Right? Your arrows have ended, meaning that's going to be a case that you're going to be Pater. Right? That's Tur Tamun Vayesh, because there was a wall there. And therefore, it's not called Esho Mishum Chitzav, because your arrows, at the moment that you shot the arrow, it shouldn't have done damage. And like we said for the Nemukah Yosef yesterday, everything goes after the first moment. Everything after the first moment, you weren't going to be Chayiv. So that's the Patur of Tamun, according to the Madabar, Esho Mishum Chitzav. The Chazunish writes here, Yeshla His Topic, and you'll see how he relates it to our Gemara. This is in Bava Kama, Beis Hei. I habayis ose mashe besocha lo tamun. Let's say something's in a house. Is that tamun? Does the house make everything inside of it tamun? De efshar kiva da habayis hu leknisa betocho havi lemashe besocha kugalui. A house is meant, you're meant to go in and out of the house. That's not tamun. That's not covered. The house, you go in and out, and the door is open and closed. V'hare amru chav gimel amet aleph. B'nafal kosa linyin galui nami kalalo chitzav. Alma, what do you see from this line of our Gemara? The fact that a wall makes something tamun. What do you mean a wall? That means you can't see it, but it's open on the other side. Right, so afal gav da kosel chosis ben eshva kalim. Right, Chazanish was wondering about this question. So he has all of Bavakam on his fingertips. He picks out this one line of daf chav gimel. This line proves to me that in a house, why? Because it's talking about a wall. A wall makes something tamun, right? So he says afal gav da kosel chosis ben eshva kalim. Become up on mikre galui kivan she hu galui bimkomo v'yesh lomar. So he says I don't think a bias makes something tamun. And then he says, what about ba'ashashas? What if it's about in glass? Right? The Gemara Brachas talks about erva ba'ashashas. Erva ba'ashashas. Does that make create a hefsek? Because he says, the house has windows. The house has windows. Even if you want to say a regular house is tamu, what if it has windows? Well, Maskadi, he says, he does not think a house makes it what's inside of a tamu. Does not think so. And he relates it to this Gemara. Okay, so Yachilid Galinami, I'm sorry, but the Hasav Kalu Lechitzav, right? That's a case of Kalu Lechitzav. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, that you're going to be Pater for Taman Ba'esh in this case, because Kalu Lechitzav, Le'inyan Galinami, Kalu Lechitzav. And therefore, if the Geder falls down, you should be totally Pater. What do you mean only Pater for Taman? You lit a fire. This man da amar holds eish so mishum chitzav. So your arrow's ended. So you should be totally pater. The Chazanish again in that paragraph, in the previous paragraph, assumes that according to the Havamina here, according to the man da amar kalu chitzav is only chitzav. That's all he holds. And therefore, if your arrows have ended, you shot an arrow and there was a wall up when you shot the arrow. So then you should be totally pater. Not just for tamun. The Gemara says, this is a pater tamun. You should be pater totally. So the Gemara it says, yeah.
It's very far away.
It's very far away also. Right, I'm saying, but that's not Tamun. We were looking for a case of where it's Tamun. But if it's far away, if it wouldn't have done Nezek, it wouldn't have done Nezek, right. If your arrow would have fallen down before it got there. Same thing. So the Gemara says, Elo lamanda islay mishum chitzav, islay nami mishum amono. So we come up and say, no, Rabbi Yochanan negates to Reish Lakish also. If you're mishum chitzav, you're saying it's even mishum chitzav. Meaning you get the chumras of Esav mishum chitzav also, but not that it's exclusively Eishav Mishum Chitzav. He holds Mishum Amono, meaning if he shoots the arrow before the wall falls down, so then he's Pater Mishum Eishav Mishum Chitzav, but it's still his money, still his Mamono, still his property that is doing damage, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv at least Mishum Mamono. Before we continue, just what does he do with this Psukim then? Didn't his Psukim that we just started off with today prove Eishav Mishum Chitzav? So what does he do with his Psukim? So, one of the acronyms suggests that the haflah suggests v'tirates mikach shahatorah patra tamun ba'esh muchach sheishchiv al eshu rak mamono. The fact that the Torah patras tamun ba'esh, what's the pashas of the patur of tamun ba'esh? It's much easier to work out if you hold eshim shum mamono, as we said. So the fact that there is a patur of tamun ba'esh, that's how we would say it. That's a makor for eshim shum mamono. Or another one of the Achmar of Torah Chayim says maybe Eishav Mishum Mamono is the Svara. You only needed a Makar, which is fascinating. The Gemara only quotes a Makar for Eishav Mishum Chitzav. No Makar is given for Reish Lakish, which relates to the Machlokas Achmar we had yesterday between Reb Chaim and the Chazonish. What's the Svara Pshuta? Would you have said Eishav Mishum Chitzav or Mishum Mamono? Who's the Chiddush and who's what's Pashit? I didn't mention it yesterday because I didn't notice it yesterday. Tosfos says on Chav Beis Medal on yesterday's daf that the Svara Pshuta is like Reish Lakish. Eishav Mishum Mamono. In Dibur Maschil Rebbe, Svara Kareish Lakish. So that fits into this line that really the Pasuk is telling you the Chiddush, the added Chiddush of even Mishum Chitzav, but the Pasha Svara, which is a big Raya of the Gemara, doesn't even mention a Svara, so it must be that the Gemara also assumes Pashtos that Eishav Mishum Mamono is the Svara, and you just need an added Pasuk to teach you Eishav Mishum Chitzav. But again, that's an issue that we discussed yesterday. Ukigon, continuing. So according to the Amar Eishav Mishum Chitzav, he holds Eishav Mishum Amono also. Ukigon, and what's the case if the wall falls down that you're going to be responsible? Shehailo l'goldra v'lo gadra. If the wall fell down, but then in the interim you had time to put it back up. If you didn't have time to put it back up, it's an onus. Right? You didn't have time to, so shehailo l'goldra v'lo gadra, and you did it. And therefore, dahasam over there, shoro hu v'lo tavach ba'ape, is your ox, right? It's your property, and v'lo tavach ba'ape, and you didn't protect it. You didn't guard against it, and therefore it went to do damage. Okay, let's continue for a minute. Okay, so if the man d'amar holds a mishum amono also, so what's the difference between these shitas? Right, what's there? The Madam Mishabchitzav also holds a Mishimamono. So every case that's gonna be you're gonna be chayv anyway, Mishimamono. So what's the difference? Rashi and Tosas both say that there's many differences. What do you mean? The whole previous Amud of Gemara. We had to come up with all these ukiptis for certain shitas, and it was easy not making ukiptis for the other shita. Right? We said Bishlamandamchitzav, etc. So a lot of differences. So Rashi says maybe we're trying to come up specifically of a case where it's your fire, where it's the Baal HaEsh's fire, so there we're trying to come up a difference in that case. Okay, and Tosas comes up also with the reason why the Gemara doesn't not satisfy with the previous differences, so it comes up with another difference. May binayu, ike binayu, l'chayvo b'dal advarim. To be mechayiv him in the four items. What are the four items? Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves. I left out the last one. Right, why did I leave out the last one? It's not Heidvarim, it's Dal advarim. Right, so if you look at Rashi, Rashi's Dal Dvarim. That meaning, if this is called Chavala, if this is called Chitzav Adam Amazik, then I'd be Chayv and Dal Dvarim. As the Gemara says later on in Perek HaChovel, like Nezek, the damage, Sar, the pain caused. Meaning, how much would somebody want to go through this with the anesthesia or without anesthesia? That's how you figure out the Sar. Repo, the doctor's bills, Sheves, the time out of work. Those are the four payments that you pay. Rashi says, not Boshes. You don't pay for Boshes here because Boshes is only by real kavana lahazik, and you didn't have kavana lahazik. You lit a fire. That's Rashi in Lechayva Badal Dvarim. See Rashi fifth wide line. L'mandam Rav Shemchisav Nami Mechayvid Onlay Imsarif Esho Yada Adam Chayva Badal Dvarim Nezek Sar Ripui Sheves Avol Beboshes Lo Darmina Bishuli Pirkin. It says later at the end of our parak Eino Chayva Laboshes Achi He Miskaven until you have kavana. Aval Dal Dvarim Chayiv Depshiyehi, but the Dal Dvarim Yar Chayiv because Chayva Lasugi Adaite. It's your fault, right? So the four items, right? Not, I don't think you're right. Really three differences. It calls it the Dal Dvarim because I think that's the usual grouping. They're called the Hay Dvarim usually, but I think that's the usual grouping. But really, you're right. Nezek would also be would not be a nafka mina. That's Rashi. But if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam. Where's my Rambam? One second. I thought I put it here. Here it is. Underneath the Bracha Shmuel, hiding. It's Tamun. Okay. Says the Rambam. Second to last halacha in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. Esha of Rabbi Hizkiah Adam v'chav labo. A fire that goes down and damages. Harei hamaver chayiv b'nizakav. U'b'shivto. U'b'ripuyo. U'b'tzaro. U'b'boshto. Rambam says Yechayiv and Boshes. Why does it say Dal Dvarim here? Maybe the Rambam leaves out Nezek. Right? Maybe the Rambam leaves out Nezek. Dal Dvarim, because that's the Rambam fits him beautifully if it's Nezek. He just says Yechayiv and Boshes. Ki'ilu hiziko biyado. As if you embarrass him with his hand. Sha'av api she'esha mamonohu. Harehu kamisha hizik v'chitzav. Right? He holds the gufa of Rabbi Yochanan's lomaskana. Even though there's chitzav, there's, right, and even the Lashon sounds like Chitzav is a bigger Raya. Even though Mishum Mamon, but also Mishum Chitzav. So the Rambam holds your Chayiv and Boshes. So there's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam.
Rashi holds that Boshes
requires Kavana. What kind of Kavana? So, right? Rashi holds that if you did it with Kavana, maybe it would be Chayiv. If you Dafka did it with Kavana. So the regular case, but the regular case of Eish is not that you mamish lit it. Let's say behitzah, it's teitzei me'atzma, as the language of the Gemara started off with. Okay. That's the Pasha's case of Eish. L'chore, if you did it with kavana to do it. The question is, what's the machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam? Right? So, what's the machlokas? Why would you say? Why does Rashi say that there is no boshes here, and the Rambam holds that there is boshes here? So if you look in the Biuri Hadaf, also over here, one of the acronyms suggests that the Rabbi Yalei Malin suggests that the Rambam holds v'shvil l'hischayiv v'boshes maspik kavana l'hazik v'ein sorach kavana l'vayesh. Maybe that's the Rambam. Kavana l'hazik is enough, not kavana l'vayesh. And maybe Rashi would hold even if you have kavana l'hazik, you don't have kavana l'vayesh, and that's why you're going to be pater here. That is one suggestion that the Rabbi Yalei Malin holds. The Rav Salvechik has a different shot. Let me just find it. He points out what's the difference? Bibir HaRambam, the question is, the Gemara later on says you're not chayv in Boshes in the following case. Somebody falls off a roof and falls on top of somebody and wounds him. You're putter in Boshes. That's a Gemara. The Rambam can't get out of that one. So what's the difference between falling on top of somebody from a roof and lighting a fire? According to the Rambam. So the Rav explains, Nirit, the Menafel Menagag, lo haya maisa havala b'kumva asay. There was no kumva asay act to damage somebody. Ella b'sheva, you were moving, but we could call that an act b'sheva al tase. It just happened. You fell on the person and you wounded him. But you don't even have kavana for a maisa chavala there. So interesting, it might be between kumva ase chavala and sheval tase. This is an example. Again, we discussed this back in Yevamos, the Psadik Tes Daf Kuf, and that is, how do you define kumva ase and sheval tase? Now, usually we say it means active versus passive. Active versus passive. You know, if you don't do something, it's sheval tase. If you're doing something, it's kumva ase. What if you're wearing shatnez? Do I have a chiv to go over and rip the shatnez off of you? Right? So you might be mechalev doing sheval tase, kumva ase. But what am I doing? Is that sheval tase or is that kumva ase? Wearing shatnez, not taking it off. So it's a discussion there. Tosfos was there. We discussed about the wearing shatnez in the shuk. Machlokas Rambam in the Rush, when exactly it has to be taken off, what are the rules, is it a Darais, is it a Darabanan, so that is also what this Pshat of the Rav relates to. Okay, so let us continue. One more point. Minchas Chinuch here has a fascinating nafkamina between, he says it over here on the line of Ika, what's the nafkamina? What happens if the Mavir dies after he lights the fire before the wall falls down? Of course, the Nemuki Yosef says, according to the Nemuki Yosef, this is a classic Minchas Chinuch. Ask the kashas that nobody else would ask. Nemuki Yosef is him in Mitzvah Nunvav. He quotes the Nemuki Yosef that everything goes by T1. So he says, Imke nafkamina v'hidlakayish v'lohispik lahavlik es agadish ad shemes ha-mavir. Right, and the mavir didn't, the fire didn't occur until then. Chayavim hayarshim im hiniach achrayis nachasim. Du'asa b'chayev kol ahezek. I'm sorry, before the wall keeps falling down. In that regular case, lights the fire, then he dies before the fire goes. So the yarshim would have to be chayev until eishim shim chitzav. Because it goes by T1, it goes by the first moment, and therefore the nachasim already meshubid. And therefore he has to pay. But if the old eishim shim mamono, then he go by the later action, and metatzit the asbi aranam meshabdi lebalchov. And therefore it would be putter. If they didn't have karka. Im kein, yisho nafkamina ledidon. But according to us, there's another nafkamina. Im lo kalu chitzav ames, chayavim ayarshim. Avalim kalu chitzav. But what happens if there was a wall up? Like our case in the Gemara, there was a wall up at the time he lit it. Kigosha yagad, der viyaka halcha ha'esh umes peintayim. He dies in the interim. So then hamavir patur. Dehulo nischayiv adayin. Kolz bashi lo higia legadish umes kona patur. Right, he's going to be totally putter in that case if he dies. Umayri begavna is only talking about a case, obviously, where the yarshim don't know about it and they can't save it. Right, if it's still, if my father does something and I can prevent the yamash of happening, then it could be that the yarshim are going to be chayiv per se for their negligence. Okay, that's the end of mitzvah nun vav in the minchas chinuch. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Alach harara mishalem v'chulu. So getting back to the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? On Daf Chafal from a base, the dog has the charara and he goes to the gadish. So the Mishnah said that the Yerchayev Nezek Shalem for the cookie and for the kol al charara and the cookie kol and for the gadish Yibechati Nezek. We assume that was because it was Tzvaros. That's what we thought. But let's see. So Man Chayev, who is Chayev? So according to Rashi, the question is, who is Chayev Chati Nezek for the gadish? That's the question of the Gemara according to Rashi. Other pshatim given, but we'll go with Rashi. Who is chayiv chatzin nezek for the gadish? The charara, the cookie you pay nezek shalem, right? Because that's, of course, the owner of the dog. Right? The dog ate the cookie. But who is chayiv for the dog? Gadish. Who is chayiv chatzin nezek? Two choices. Right? The owner of the dog or the owner of the cookie, kol, charara. So the Gemara answers, Bal kelev, the owner of the dog is chayiv chatzin nezek. L'chayiv nami balag acheles. So how about the balag acheles also? He should also take part. Rashi says, if the Baal, right, assuming, like the Shita later on, that if there's a Hezek, that two people take part in a damage, so if one person is only Chayiv part, the other person should be mashed from the rest, so if the Baal HaKelev is Chayiv Chatzin Hezek, so then the Baal HaKelev should be Chayiv the other Chatzin Hezek. So, V'l'chayiv Nami Baal HaKelev, asks the Rashi. So the Gemara answers, B'sheh Shimer Gachalto. No, the coal was in a very guarded place. So he's not responsible. It was a guarded place.
If there wasn't, they're both
fine. So if there wasn't, right, if it wasn't in a guarded place, then they both team up and be chayiv. The case why he's puttered only the Baal Kelef is chayiv is because he guarded his kol. But it was guarded. Had the dog get there? Had the dog get it if it was guarded? So, bishachatar. Oh, the dog was a good digger. Right? So there he dug underneath and he was able to get it. So, and still, the, even though he dug, what do we say? The Baal Kelef is chayiv chatzi nezek. It's not considered an ones. Not considered an ones. At least mitzad the Baal Kelef. Amar of Mari Breder of Kahana Zoso Meres. This teaches me. We'll see what this teaches me in a minute. Rashi says, "What's the this?" From the fact that the Baal Kelef is chayiv nezek shalem on the cookie, says Rashi. That's the Zoso Meres. From that fact, stam delosos chaturos enezo kelev. It must be that dogs get by doors. Dogs get by doors, right? Because if it wouldn't be such, so then we would say you're chayev chatzi nezek on the cookie even, because it's so strange that he got in there. It must be that it's normal for the dog to get in there, and therefore stam dals chaturo sein eitzel kelef. What's mashma from Rashi though? That if it would be strange for the dog to get in there and to dig, you'd be chayev only chatzi nezek, even though it's normal for dogs to eat cookies. So if the original Maisa Knisa was strange, according to Rashi, it would be enough to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, even though the actual eating is normal. That's against the rush that we had at the beginning of our parak, if you remember. The rush spoke about Hezek being strange, but it's normal for eating, right? So then you would go by the fact that it's normal for eating. That's why the Mishnah said Ksusan Kalim, not other types of foods, because it's normal for animals to eat everything. According to Rashi here, though, no, it doesn't matter. Because the Maisa Knisa would be strange, you'd be ready Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, even though once the dog gets there, it does something very normal, eating a cookie. That's the mashmos of this Rashi is against that rush that we had. So Zoso Meres, so this teaches me that dogs dig through doors. So the Gemara says, one second, to Achla Hecha, where was this, where did the dog eat this cookie? If he ate it in a third party's next to the Gaddish, meaning Reuven's dog took Shimon's cookie and went to Levi's Gaddish and then ate the cookie there. So what do you mean? Don't you need Bir B'Steyachar? You have to do the damage in the Nizak's property. So lo tzricha. The Achla B'Gaddish Abala Harara. No, you ate it in the owner of the cookies field. Period. Before we get to the next line for a second, Tosfos asks, in Tosfos Tifshot, why don't we say, I'm sorry, not Tosfos Tifshot, in Tosfos Stam, so Tema, why we say that, oh, that it's normal for the dog to get under there. What do you mean, Tema? Dilma Mishim David, Tchasov B'Shiyev Sova Ba'ones, Tchasov B'Shiyev Mishim Sicha. Who says that, who says you could prove from the fact that the dog is Chayev, and the owner of the dog is Chayev in this case, that it's normal for dogs to get under? Maybe it's a case that Tchasov B'Shiyev Sova Ba'ones. That's why you're Chayev. So who says that case is going to be, who says that you're going to be, that's a proof. The Yeshlomer says Tosfos, no, to im kain lo machayev b'chatira ki im revia. No, if that's true, then you would only be chayev a quarter for the digging. Ki hechi dahavi mischayev b'psicha shai baal hakeles mischayev mechsa. Originally, the baal hakeles and the baal hakelev would split. You'd only be chayev half. So if it would be tchlesu b'pshiyev b'sofa ba'ones, you'd only be chayev a quarter in that case, because half of what he would be responsible for. What do you see from here? The Achronim suggests, Rav Soloveitchik and others, tchilatzav b'pshiyah v'sofa ba'ones, the focus is on the original pshiyah. Because here, Tosfos is saying that the limit of your chiyav is going to be what you would have been chayav on at the original moment. So tchilatzav b'pshiyah, the focus is the original pshiyah, even though it ended up being an ones, but the real chiyav, machayav, is the original moment. Okay, so now we get to a very unusual few lines. Tifshot, question of the Gemara, let's prove by the fact that if this dog ate the cookie, the dog is chayiv. Let's prove de pi para kechatzar hanizak dami. Let's prove that the mouth of the para is like chatzar hanizak. De I chatzar hamazak dami, because if you say the mouth of an animal is like the reshus of the owner of the animal, chatzar hamazak, so le malay, so let's the owner of the dog say, my boy, riftacha b'pum takaboy, what's your cookie, what's your bread doing in the mouth of my dog? Right, so de I bailu, because there's a question out there. Very unusual question. Pipar kachatzar nizak dami kachatzar hamazik dami. Is the mouth of animals considered chatzar hamazik? Meaning like the owner, like just like I own the dog. So my dog's mouth is my rishus. Is it chatzar hamazik? Or is it chatzar hanizak? Because I'm doing damage on your property. So that was a question. So let's prove by the fact that our Mishnah says the dog is chai for eating the cookie, it must be that the chatzar hanizak. Right? So isn't that the case? Isn't that a proof? So the Gemara says, one second, so how do you ever have a case of Chayiv on Shein? every case that animals eat something, you're going to tell me that they're putter, because that's chatzar amazik. So vi amrik chatzar amazik dami sheita chay rachmani echmash kachasle. Where would you ever have a case of chiyuv in that case? So amr of Mari breeder of Kana. No, you can find the case of Shane. Kigoshin is chachra bekosal anasa. Right, it rubbed the wall for its benefit. Vitinfa peiris lanaasa, and it was metanev, and it dirtied up fruit. So what would you have to say? What do beer? We thought like exactly what you said. Beer meant eating. Beer bistei acher, right? So that meant eating. And therefore, how could you, like you just said, aren't these toldos? So the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. So the Gemara might have been able to ask against that also. Tosfos says we have a lot of what's the Gemara proving from our Gemara? Where's the Tosfos? Hello, let's go back to Aleph, right? Chav Gimel Aleph, right at the bottom. Tosfos says Tifsho. Tosfos says we have so many sources of Mishnayos and Gemaras that talk about animals eating things. That's Shane. What a Tifsho Dafka from here, right? What about the earlier Mishnayos? Shane Moedas Lachal Zaroyla. How about that line, right? Talking about eating. Shane's eating. So why doesn't that prove that it is a case of pi para kapi kachatzar hanizak? So Benira Lari says the second white line, the mikol hanu demasnis and lamashi lamivsha. You can't prove from there. Vlomi ahida nata charara. Mishum desalka daitach demlocha peiros bechatzar hanizak va'achla b'shus arabim o bechatzar mazik chayiv. No, if the animal took the food itself from the chatzar hanizak and then went and ate it, then for sure you'd be chayiv. That might, we're not looking for that. That's for sure because you're chayiv there for the maisa lakicha. That would be enough. And that makes sense, Misara. To give him the Pasha Belakicha, Malon Bachila, before you get to second base, first base, the animal took it from your Rishus, he's going to be chayiv for that. The Ibaya here is when you have a pure case of the animal eating. Where do you have that? Without having taken it from your Rishus. What's the case? Become Ibayale. Now on the fifth wide line, let's say a child or a cheresh or a shota, somebody who's not a bar chiyuva, puts Reuven's fruit into Shimon's dog's mouth. So there's no lakicha by Shimon's dog or by Shimon. That's the question we're looking for. All the other cases we might have interpreted as, you know, that's a case where he took it from the other guy's mishut. So of course you're going to be chayiv there. But what if?
But technically it says ubir bistei acher, and that is not the ubir bistei.
Right, that's the question. What so is the? How do you define stay acher?
If we know
that's the
a
question.
Dog can take it and eat it in Rishus Arabim, and still be chayav, then we also know a dog can come into my yard and eat something and also be chayav. And the time
I'm
of
saying,
that,
but
what is it doing in your dog's mouth? Well, what is your dog doing in my yard?
No, I'm saying, but if it's in, let's say the dog is standing in Rishus Arabim, and somebody else puts it into my dog's mouth. So then, if you say our only evidence is when he took it from your rishus, that might not reflect the same din as this case where somebody else put it into my dog's mouth. So that's the that would be the question. That's why you wouldn't be able to have all of the arayas. The Rush quotes right. What did Tosfos specifically say? Only if a non bar chiyuva put it into my dog's mouth. So what if a bar chiyuva did? What if Reuven put something into Shimon's dog's mouth? Tosfos said that's not the question. So what would be the din there? Who would be chayef? If Reuven put something into Shimon's dog's mouth, says the Rush here in the on our case, nafkaminim hoshit Reuven peiros shel Shimon b'chatzar Shimon l'toch pi para de Levi to chayef Levi de pi para k'chatzar anizak dami v'hamoshit hayacheresh oshota okatan obikeach v'ainu l'shalem aval adds the, even before that, the Pulach HaRifta on the bottom says, V'tayim HaDemil, so why? Afal gav tipi keach bar tashlumin hu, mikol makom kivan delekelish talumi minei, hashachayiv idach l'shalim krebi nason, dekol din shutfin yesh l'shnayim shehiziku b'yachad. Right, they're both chayiv. And therefore, if there was a bar chiyuva involved, then that bar chiyuva is going to take some of the blame. Only if you have a lav bar chiyuva that put it into the mouth, now we can isolate, is this neat, if this mazik going to be chayiv, what is the mouth considered? Is it considered chatzar anizik, or is it considered chatzar hamazik? So again, that's why Tosfos specifically says the case of a lav bar chiyuva. The shach here points out a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Stira in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The shach in Simon Shin Sadak Aleph, right? The Shulchan Aruch here quotes the case of if there's a moshit, right? The case where Im hamoshin chereshot tevakatan o she'en lo l'shalim shem haya efshar l'shalim imenu haya hu chayv abal parah pater. Right, the moshin, if he was a bar chiyuva, he would be chayv. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Simin Shin Sadek Aleph. So says the Shach v'kasha, because if you look later on in Simin Tuf Yud, the Shulchan Aruch argues on this. Right, we don't say only if the acher is pater min hadin do we say that the second one is going to be chayiv. But if he just doesn't have enough money to pay, which is what the Shulchan Aruch also says here, the other person is not going to be chayiv. So without getting into the stira, the Shach says that you know why the moshit would be. What is the moshit considered? I stick something into your animal's mouth. So why am I chayiv? So the Shach says that's mitam gezel. That's not mitam mazik. Mitam gezel. Dimei idn da agbe havi shalech yad v'davreshi in shalot havalei gazlan. Im kain havalei kagozel u'machil, which it says in the end of the Bava Kama, ratzim mizeh gove, ratzim mizeh gove. If I steal something and then give it to you, then the nigzal could get it from anybody he wants. So that is why here, if the Moshit gives it, if Reuven puts it into Shimon's cow's mouth, Levi would be able to get to collect from either one. And if Reuven doesn't have, it'll automatically go to Shimon. Even though in the other cases, you wouldn't say that because he's a dafka agazlan. If you want to look at the ksos there in Simon Shin Sadek Aleph, he argues on that shach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Marzutra. So what do we just suggest? Pi para is kechatzer ha. Right, what do we say? Pi para is kechatzer hanizak. And we had the question, but we prove a chatzer hanizak. But we just asked along the way, if it's chatzer ha mazik, when will you ever be chayv and change? So case it when you rub your against the wall. So Maskev la Marzutra v'abiina kashi yivara agala tuma v'aleka. Right? Mr. Spalter's question, but don't you need kashi yivair biur, but also atuma? Atuma means completely destroyed. Right? Well, the Gemara said earlier, we had this back in the first parak, kal yakarna. The principle has to be destroyed. So what if you rub against the wall, there's no kal yakarna there. So, two answers. Ravina Amar deshaft salmi. No, you rubbed against a wall which had a picture on it. And you rubbed the whole picture out. So that's kal yakarna. Ravashi Amar de pase pesue. Where you roll on something and you totally destroy it. You roll the fruit into the mud. Totally destroy the fruit. So there are cases where it can come up. So the Gemara just ends up saying that's why there is an ibaya of pipar kechatzer nidzak kechatzer mazik, but we can prove it from our case that it is kechatzer hanizak. Period. Tashma, 1 second. She said, "Boas a kalif, she said, "Boas a nachash." Let's say I enrage and I get a dog and nachash to sick a person, right? She said, "Bo, I excite the dog and the nachash." So pater, I am pater. What man pater? Who is pater? So hamishase pater. The mishase pater. Why Rashi says grama benizakin pater? It's grama. You didn't touch the dog. You just got the dog excited. Grama benizakin is pater. Uvchayev bal hakelev. But the bal hakelev is going to be chayev. Going to be chayev. What are you keeping a wild dog that could be excited in your rishus? V'yamr kachatzar amazik dami. But if you say it's chatzar amazik lemalei my boy yotcha bepuvet a kalboy. What's your hand doing in my dog's mouth? Right, if you say the dog's mouth is chatzar amazik, the Gemara says no, ema pater af mishase. Maybe both are pater. You're right. Maybe it's chatzar amazik, and when it says pater, it means both are pater, the owner of the dog and the owner and the mishase. A vibayisema or the afkelani vivisarti. Maybe the dog, when the dog bit the person and damaged him, maybe its teeth came out of its mouth, right, and therefore it was not in pi hakelav. Okay. Tashma Vaiter. Hishach Boaz Anachash. What's Hishach Boaz Anachash? If you take a snake, and you use a snake basically as a spear, and you take the snake's mouth, and you damage. Hishach Boaz Anachash. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Achacham Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayev Misa in that case, right? Because the poison, it's like you're killing somebody. Achacham Poter, and the Chachamim say, no, you're Poter. Yamar Vachabar Yaakov. And Rachabar Yaakov says, when you analyze this machlokas, you will learn the following. Kishetim Salomar Ladiv Rabbi Yehuda. If you analyze it, you will learn. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Chayiv Eres Nachash Bein Shinav Hu Omed, the poison of the Nachash is as if it's on its teeth, meaning it's right there. And therefore, Lafichach Makish Messiah, if it's like you are killing him with a sword, right? Vin Nachash Pater. But you don't have to kill the Nachash. You don't have to kill the Nachash, because the Nachash was basically a tool here. It didn't do anything himself. L'divrei Chachamim, but according to Chachamim, say Pater, Eres Nachash Me'atzmo Meki. The Eres is inside the Nachash. It has to willingly and consciously spit out the poison. And therefore, L'fichach Nachash B'skila. Therefore, the Nachash did something here. We are going to have to kill him. B'skila B'makash Pater. And the Nachash is going to be Pater. You're going to be Chayiv. So this relates to what we discussed a few days ago about the status of the Yetzer Hara of an animal, right? Is the Yetzer Hara going to be punished for what he did, or for what he, or for just the takala that is caused? So I found afterwards, I didn't mention it, but we mentioned that a few days ago on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Rav Shachter talks about this in Eretz Tzvi, if you want to look it up, in, on page Resh Nun Vav. Quotes more Mar Makomos about the Yetzer Hara of an animal. Yetzer Hara of an animal. Is it a machlokes in Mitzias? Right, so Lachora not. Lachora, it's about, I guess, it is somewhat there. Could you ever have a machlokes in Mitzias? Efshal Atzam Seimi. Sometimes when we're push comes to shove, there seems to be some, but we try not to. Chazal, try not to. So says the Gemara, so we have this machlokas about the Hishach Nachash. If you want to say that Pipar is a Chatzar Hamazik, so same issue. What's your hand doing in the mouth of my snake? The Gemara says, Linyan Ketala Lo Amrina. No. When it comes to Chi of Misa, we never have this claim of, you know, what's your hand doing in the mouth? This could relate to what we said yesterday from the Rav, that you don't say, you know, what are you doing in my Rishus? Right, by cases of Ritzicha versus Nezek. We had the machlokas yesterday between Rashi and the Rashbam. I remember on Chav Beis and Mabez, by a Gdi, that there's a Gdi of Das. Right, so we said it's not a machlokas what the IQ of a Gdi is, but the machlokas is whether the Ptur of Hayalol Levroach applies to both Ritzicha and Nezek, or only to one. So maybe here too, that is the issue as well. Ominat Timra, so how do you know that it doesn't apply to Misa? The Tanya, Nichnas L'chazer Balabai Shelo Bershus, V'nachos Shorosha Balabai is, let's say my animal goes into somebody's Bershus, and is V'nachos Shorosha Balabai is, and the Shor of the Balabai is damages it. V'meis, and it dies, Shehar B'skila, U'bailam P'termina Kofer. The ox is killed, right, axes beskila ubaila b'termina kofer. The bialim do not have to pay kofer, because the halacha of kofer is only if you kill a person and not if your animal kills a person. Bialim b'termina kofer. My time of why to amar le b'rishusi, my boss. What are you doing in my rishus? So shoronami le malay my boss b'rishusi. Why can't you say the same thing by an ox? What are you doing in my rishus? Elinik tala lo amrinan. You don't say that claim by killing b'chiyami. So it's the same thing also in the mouth. Period. Hanu easy. Amazing story coming up. Hanu easy. De Beitarbu. These goats of Beit Harbu, name of a place, they were causing problems for Rav Yosef. They were eating his field. They were eating his produce. So Amalei Abaya, Rav Yosef went to Abaya. Interesting. Rav Yosef, the Rebbe, went to Abaya, the student. Amalei Abaya, Zil Emel Hulam Arayu, to listen inu. Go tell them to get their animals out of my rishus, to put them away. So Amalei Amai Ezel. Abaya says, what do you mean? How should I go? De'i azilna, if I go, amrile, they'll tell me, ligder mark, der bare. It's his fault. He should put a fence up around this field. Amazing. Right? So what does Abaya say? That they would tell him that it's the Nizak's fault for not having a fence up. Period. So this is a major discussion. We don't have time to get through all of it. The major discussion in the postgame. Who do we paskin like? Do we ever say that it's the Nizak's fault for not putting up a fence around his stuff? It's your fault. It's in Rishus Nizak. But do we ever not fault? So there's a major machlokas here. So Tosfos says, Abaya just didn't want to go schlep there. Abaya was just making it up. Right? Tosfos and Yachli. You don't want to go. Obviously, it's the Mazik's fault. But he didn't want to go. And Rav Yosef, the Tosfos continues, the Rif paskins like Rav Yosef, meaning like we would have thought. So most poskim paskins like Rav Yosef, meaning it's the Mazik's fault. Rav Yochanan paskins like Abaya. That there are certain cases that if you could expect animals to walk into your field, you know, you have to, you know, let's say you have an open backyard and you have fruit all over there and animals walk around, it's your fault. So that's the Pasuk like Rabbi Chanan. So the Torah quotes Rabbi Chanan and says there's a limit. If you're out in the fields and the boondocks, you have to protect because animals walk around there. In the city, in the ear, says the Torah, even Rabbi Chanan would agree, and even Abaye would agree, that it's not the Nizak's fault. Because everybody guards things in the field, in the city. In the city, everybody has their own property, and you're expected to guard your animals. But this is a general issue of how much is it the Nizak's fault. Rabbi Shlomo says you should pass like Rabbi Yosef, because he was the Rebbe, not the Talmud. Okay. V'i Gadar, says the Gemara 1 minute. V'i Gadar, if asking, at least on a bayashita, if he put up a fence, if the Nizak always has to put up a fence, Shein the Chayiv Rachman Hechemish Kachazah, when do you have a case of Shein that's Chayiv? Right? Because Shein is only Chayiv in Rishus HaNizak, but we're saying that was always the Nizak's responsibility to put up a fence, so when are you going to ever have a case where Shein's going to be Chayiv? Bishachatra, with the animal dug underneath, Inami or the Nafakud de Balayla. Let's say the wall fell down during the night. So it's not the Nizak's fault. Period. Machrez of Yosef Ite Maraba. Rabbi and Rav Yosef once made an announcement. The Salkin Le'elo Denachtin L'Tachta. Those going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or the opposite, going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hani Izi, we want to let you know. Hani Izi the Shuka. Those goats of the Shuk. What does it mean of the Shuk? Those goats who are, Rashi says, shechting goats. Meaning goats that are going to be shechted, not goats that are going to work. Those goats that are used for shechting, the mifsidi, let's say there's a goat that keeps causing you problems. So Masrina Bamarayo trades Las Azibnin. You go warn the owner two or three times. Interesting. Two or three? That's going to be the next Mishnah. Two or three times. Itzai, if the owner listens, but if the owner just ignores you and the animal keeps coming in? So you know what? You're allowed to take the law into your own hands. V'ilo, Amrina Le, if he doesn't listen to you, you can tell him, Tiv imsachta v'kabel zuzach. I'm going to shecht your animal, I'll give you the money for it. Even though it's not the Yom of the Shuk yet, and you could get more money on the market day, but if you're not taking precautions, I'm allowed to take your animal and kill it, and just give you the money for it. So this is a sugya later on, which we're going to get into, even by Chovel, of it inish dina lanafshe. When are you ever allowed to take the law into your own hands regarding mamish chavala? But here, at least we have it regarding nezek. So as I said, the Rashi emphasizes this, and Tosus also says it befeirish, that you can only do this by an ox that's going to be shechted anyway. So then you can shecht it a little early, even though he's going to lose a little money. The Rambam has no chilukim. The Rambam just says you're allowed to take the ox and you're allowed to shecht it. Right? There's no chilukim given in the Rambam because it's mutar b'kol, mutar b'chal ofen. Just one more thought to end with, and that is, if you look at the Rambam's lashon, the Rambam says that in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, a behema that's shahaisa roa pirsham neflasa b'salat v'karam, and it keeps going into vineyards. You warn the owner, and if not, you're allowed to kill it, and then just say, "Umachru basar shalachem." Vomer labal leha, boil michru basar shalachem. Nebeisha asir laadam lahazik l'shalim mashiizik. You can't just say, "No, it's damaging." Okay, I'll pay you for it. You can't do that. So the nizak's allowed to just take the animal and give the meat and say, "Here's your stuff, and here's the extra money." Fine. So Rav Soloveitchik points out why over here, after you kill the animal, it still belongs to the owner. Still mashma that it belongs to the owner and you pay him for it, you pay him the difference. While if you look in the cases of remember we had in the first parak, the Ari, the Zev, the Bardalus, all of those cases, the Rambam's lashon is that you got to kill it and you're allowed to keep the hide. It's totally hefker. What's the difference? In both cases, you're allowed to kill it, mu'a the olam, you can get it out of the rishus. So Venira says the Rav, in all those cases of mu'a the olam, it's atzalos nefashos. Right, anybody's allowed to kill it, so Chazal would totally mafka the money, and therefore it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. And you're allowed to keep the hide. Ma'idach, but over here, shchit is only mutter to the nizak. It's much more limited din. If it's mutter to the nizak, then you could say the chachamim were mitzamsem the heter and didn't give him all zechusei mamon. It still belonged, but you have a heter to shecht it. That's all you have to do. Okay, other pshatim here, but we'll leave it at that. But Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Tam and Muad. Tomorrow is the issues of Tam and Muad, what makes something a Tam, a Muad, how you could come back to becoming a Tam, and of course this is going to relate to Masha Baruch and Mardagasha, as we'll see. Okay.